We were the first Europeans to arrive in the New World, before Columbus. A few even claim that these unique people originally came from ancient Egypt. Most people believe the legend is nothing more than a tale told by dotty old men to awed young children and gullible adventurers. But a precious few swear the island exists, out there somewhere, perhaps in the Devil's Triangle. Some say it has streets paved with gold, while others claim it is a tropical paradise with crystal-clear waterfalls and lush vegetation. Although the stories themselves vary in many aspects, there is one detail on which all agree. The people of this mysterious, uncharted island, an island with no name, possess an enviable quality, one the outside world would kill to obtain. The average lifespan is 200 years. The first time I went to the Indies and sailed the Caribbean Sea with my parents and brother, I was a young man of 20. I had already chosen my college major, botany. Nothing fascinated me more than the world of plants. During our family trip, I collected specimens on every island, from the Bahamas, Cuba, Jamaica, Barbados, Puerto Rico, and even as far north as Bermuda. My father, a banker, a conservative thinker, and a strict disciplinarian, did not understand me, and I think perhaps did not approve of the profession I had chosen. But my mother, sweet, doe-eyed Gwendolyn, who loved Elizabeth Barrett Browning's poetry and adored taking my brother Elliot and me to the movies at least twice a week, thought I could do no wrong. So I suppose that my father and mother balanced each other out. I shall never forget that special summer, the last summer the four of us were together. Even then, I was amazed that my father actually took an entire month away from his successful, highly demanding job to give his family a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Looking back, I can see all three of them in my mind's eye. Daddy, with his sunburned face and thick, dark mustache. Mama, with her straw hat and sunglasses. And Elliot, who had just turned 15. With his golden tanned skin and sun-streaked brown hair. We heard the legends of the Mystic Island at every port, each version slightly different, but each equally captivating. Being a realist with both feet planted firmly on the ground, Daddy said it was superstitious native nonsense. Mama, on the other hand, ever the romantic dreamer, commented on how marvelous it would be to find the island and gain the Fountain of Youth's secret. I was then and am now my mother's son. Late in June that summer, with less than a week left on our month-long vacation, we boarded the small rental yacht and sailed off from Bermuda, heading south, our destination, the Bahamas. It was a warm, balmy day, with only a few fluffy white clouds in the sky. My father had checked weather conditions before leaving port, and we expected only blue skies and sunshine for the entire trip. But less than 2 hours out to sea, we encountered sudden high winds, followed by dark, swirling clouds, and an unexpected storm that tossed our yacht about with frightening force. My mother huddled with us below decks and prayed without ceasing for what seemed like hours. And then it happened. The yacht caught fire as if repeatedly struck by lightning. My father lowered the single lifeboat, and my mother insisted that her two boys go first, which we did with great reluctance. Everything happened so quickly that to this day I'm not sure of the details. All I know is that once Elliot and I were in the lifeboat, our parents didn't join us, and the burning yacht sank